Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. If you notice dark stains on your ceiling, mold and mildew starting to set in, everybody I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. And there are some service companies that will just tear out the damage, and then you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from my personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my home to pre-disaster condition, and made it look as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
The opening bell is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Get a $29.99 AC check right now at CarX Tire and Auto.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. CARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Right now, you're streaming The Score,
Chicago's original and number one sports station, and of course, the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Hey, Cubs fans, Pat Hughes here.
Along with Ron Coomer.
670 The Score is where you want to be to hear every exciting play of Cubs baseball.
We'll deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game, regular season, and the postseason.
2-2 on David Bote, trying to come through. Bote drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
The plumbing and heating supply draft, contractor select supplyhouse.com. With next day delivery speed and total inventory coverage, supplyhouse.com does it all. Stop wasting your time and money. Supplyhouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house. Supplyhouse.com.
Hey, I'm Ross Tucker.
And I'm Dave Briggs, and together we're the hosts of Home and Home, a radio.com sports original.
Each morning, we bring you live sports interviews and cover the biggest stories through the lens of local sports stations around the country.
Watch and listen to us live each weekday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. Head to radio.com/home, download the radio.com app and search Home, or simply ask Alexa to play us. Hey, Alexa, play Home and Home.
You can also listen to us on demand anytime on the radio.com app and wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
It all starts with just one thing. To celebrate World Ozone Month, start using your car less in September. Try walking or biking to close destinations and start a weekly carpool to get to work. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
So you're always in the kitchen.
Like doing the show.
It's amazing you're not 300 pounds.
Is that why you're dressed like that?
What?
Shorts and white socks?
I've always dressed like this. Oh, that doesn't change. I don't. I've been dressed like this for 20 years.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
So who's there and who's helping him? And maybe it's just David Ross. Maybe it's just Rossi goes down there with a catcher's mitt and works them out.
You could do worse.
No, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're joking, but that wouldn't bother me at all.
No.
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
Sipping the Kool-Aid.
Bears.
100-year anniversary.
I didn't think it would reach me. And then I saw some of the stuff, and I was like, this seems like pretty cool.
And right before 6, when Mack and Parkins hand things over to Joe O. Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I know to everybody else it comes down to that one spot, but to me, it comes down to everything. There's so many parts included in this. He gets a lot of that, no doubt. But it's you know, getting the run game going, making sure we have our execution in the pass game and in different elements of the pass game, calling things at the right time. It's all of us together. So I don't want to put it on just one guy. I really don't. But I do. He knows that, and I know that it always comes down to me and him.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Matt Nagy, and the Bears are 1-1. And they sit tied for last place in the division heading into Washington this week for a game, as you say, a winnable game.
You could look at it that way. I mean, tied for last place, you can say tied for third place. I guess it's last place. They're 1-1. The Lions are 1-0-1.
That's ridiculous.
And the Packers are undefeated.
How can you be behind the Lions? How in the hell did the Lions beat the Chargers?
It's early.
Did you see any of that?
Yeah, I did see some of that game.
They basically spent their time down at the 3-yard line, and they just punched one in and then had it pulled back. They had a penalty.
Chargers had some issues. Chargers should win that game even without some of the players that they're missing. But I don't know. Chargers have some issues. That division, the NFC North, is going to be a little bit more difficult, I think, than maybe people anticipated at the beginning. I think the Packers have been underestimated. The Vikings are going to be a team you can't take lightly because of their defense and their running game. The quarterback certainly is erratic. And the Lions, I don't know. I think you have to give them credit, but I do that grudgingly because I don't feel like I believe in them. Focusing on the Bears, Monday Night Football against the Redskins, even though it's on the road, that's a soft defense, even though they played two good teams in the Eagles and the Cowboys. They've given up more than 30 each game. Here's an interesting thing, though, and it's aligned with your thought of, okay, the best way to fix Mitch is to let him be sort of the aggressive downfield threat. Let's take a few risks. Let's put him in situations where maybe he hits one or two and he starts to build that confidence. The Redskins defense has given up 3 touchdown passes over 50 yards already.
Mm-hmm.
2 against DeSean Jackson and the Eagles and 1 against the Cowboys. 50 yards or more. That is a secondary that is susceptible to the deep ball. Take advantage.
Well, and here's the thing.
Or at least try.
But here's the thing. And I say this sincerely. If it's incumbent upon any play caller in any game of professional football to take a minimum of 4 shots down the field, 2 in each half, because that will loosen up the defense. That will make the defense aware, oh, they're going down the field. Even if you don't hit that play, then it's not like they can say, well, you know, he can't hit the long ball, so let him have it. No, you can't let guys run free. If you run down the field, if you take a couple of shots, that will immediately make the defense paranoid and concerned about that ability of yours, and that will open up a lot more. If you don't take those shots, you're doing yourself a disservice because you're not threatening them with something that, and again, for a team that's given up 3 in 2 games, I think I'd take more than 3 or 4.
You're not a deep passing team. You're a team that kind of makes its living in the passing game with short and intermediate routes. The way those become open are exactly right. You have to loosen up the defense. You have to give the cornerbacks and the safeties something to consider other than everything that's happening in front of them. Every defensive back's worst nightmare is not to be deep as the deepest. So you have to worry about what gets behind
exactly
you.
Right.
And if you're worried about what gets behind you, what happens in front of you is going to be easier for the offense to pick on, to exploit. So that's where the problem is with the Bears passing game right now. Nobody respects his ability to throw the ball and beat them deep because they haven't done it consistently enough. They haven't tried it often enough. You've got to try it against the Redskins. If you don't, boy, this offense is certainly going to be even more off the rails than it is right now because, and I asked Rich Campbell this question and I repeat it, what the heck happened to not only Mitch Trubisky, but our play caller du jour? I mean, the guy who was the NFL coach of the year. This is supposed to be the guy that was aggressive, innovative, and creative. You haven't, the Broncos game plan was none of those things, none of them all. And I wonder if you're going to see that come back to Redskins and maybe Matt Nagy will, quote-unquote, be you and be himself or the guy that we remember from last year.
312-644-6767. We'll start with Rob. Rob is on the south side. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Gentlemen, good morning. You know, here's what worries me. As I was fuming over everybody making a lot of his one pass when he had 90 yards for the whole game to against a previous defense, I had a talk with my buddies last night, and you know, what if what happened to Mitch is the fact of what Nagy told us? And that is that they attempted to, as Nagy kept calling it, take him to school 201 or 202 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Last year, that basically he was this one-read quarterback that he managed, and Nagy basically told him where to go with the ball. And when and the whispers were even there last year about him being inaccurate downfield. So what if this is Mitch's response, and I'm really, as a lifelong Bears fan, I'm hoping this is not the case.
Exactly.
Maybe this is just him, his inability to read defenses when you give him an advanced play, like to give him the reins.
That's the fear. I mean, that's a really good observation and a good phone call. You can't teach offense 202 if your quarterback needs a tutor. And that's essentially where you are right now.
Wait a minute. I thought that's why they were paying that backup quarterback with the beard that basically is Nagy's shadow all that cash, because he's not a quarterback, right? He's supposed to be – he knows the system so well, so he's supposed to teach it?
Listen, okay, let's just say
– seriously.
No, I'm being completely serious.
The quarterback room,
Let's say that the guy is a slow learner, right? And I'm not saying slow, but he's not picking it up as fast as you'd want. Right. Let's just say that's the case. And I don't know that to be the case, but you're almost hopeful that's the case, because that would imply that he will eventually get it all, that you stay with the tutors, David, and you stay with everybody teaching him. And eventually it might take a year longer than anyone imagined, but eventually he does grasp it. He does have an understanding of it, and he is able to do all the things that he needs to do. So how do you get to that point? Well, it seems like you pull in the reins a little bit. You get back to what he was successful with before, and then you are more gradual with the way in which you incorporate new things.
Agreed. He doesn't need to lead them to 21. He does not need to lead them to 21 points every week because of this defense, specifically him. Meaning,
right?
Don't turn the ball over.
Yes.
But he has to be able to go downfield a little bit.
Yes.
But how do we really know?
I mean, Dustin, the bar isn't that high.
It's medium.
The bar is medium. He has to be a middle of the pack NFL quarterback.
That's exactly right. And you wrote it. Not great, but good.
Top 18, above 20. He's got to have at least 10 guys in this league underneath him.
Not great, but good. And he's not been good. He's been bad.
No,
let's be honest.
We've seen, you know, we talked about good Rex, bad Rex, and we've seen, we got good Mitch, bad Mitch. So far, we've had bad Mitch, bad Mitch. We got to see some good Mitch in order for all of these things, in order for him to feel confident, in order for the coach to feel confident in him, in order for the fan base to get off the damn ledge. Hi. All right, we're going to take a moment, and we'll bring in Dan and Connor, and we'll do a little transition with them. That is next on the agenda. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey, Connor McKnight of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Right now, it's Mully and Haw. Transition coming up at 9.
10 o'clock, Mike Florio gets us caught up in all the craziness in the NFL. 10:20, it's going to be Crane Kenny, the Cubs president of business operations, and then Hub Arkish on the Bears and the NFL at 11.
Lots to do on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. 670, the Score.
Molly here, and I know a lot of people think losing weight is impossible. I got to tell you, you need Nutrisystem for men. I've been on the program a few weeks. I can't believe the results. I'm already feeling pretty good, and I've lost some weight. And since I started Nutrisystem for men, I've dropped over 10 pounds. And if you've been putting it off, if you think you're too busy to lose weight and get healthy, I want you to know that Nutrisystem for men will work for you. All you have to do is eat the food and lose the weight. It's simple, and it really does work. Nutrisystem offers the foods you love, pizza, burgers, chicken, parm, even ice cream. Nutrisystem makes it simple and convenient with meals delivered right to your door. Their meals are perfectly balanced to keep your body in fat-burning mode. All the work is done for you. All you have to do is eat and lose. You can lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Use the promo code Mully to get $50 off plus a week of protein pack shakes free. Don't put it off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right. Use the promo code Mully to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install carpets, heating and cooling systems, sheds, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
KB scares me.
Come on.
No. So he is just that nice.
No. He's the nicest human in the world.
Right. He can't be that nice all the time.
He apologizes for getting mad.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Baseball season is in full swing, and Radio.com Sports has you covered with the best in the business. Introducing Big Time Baseball with veteran play-by-play voice Josh Lewin and MLB insider John Heyman.
You wonder, why don't teams repeat as World Series champions?
Shows you how special those Yankee teams were.
Josh and John will be breaking down the divisions and the latest inside information leading up to the 2019 postseason. Download and subscribe today on Radio.com and the new Radio.com. App.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Well, the Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
We do a lot of positive things offensively, but I do think we change some behaviors when we have guys on base, whether it's certain guys might chase more in those spots, certain guys might get more pull conscious, you know, certain guys, you know, may get more passive, and I think that's something you're constantly looking at. Is the best, you know, clutch hitters that I've seen are able to, you know, really tighten their focus and tighten their strike zone and really force the pitcher to work in those spots. And I think sometimes we don't do that. So I think we have to organize our strike zone, as Joe would say, in those situations, and make it so we're not changing our behavior in a negative way when you get guys in scoring position.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thank you. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, Ryan Pacey, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. Am I wrong in saying that Cordero Patterson might be the most important addition of the offseason just because he's something you haven't had?